Well, some say there's a tunnel
there's no tunnel. But only thing before Alameda Street, soon got a little rain, gonna be flooded. They all the store got some sandbag to prepare the rain. See? Have to put sandbag out of light of water, get light in the store. But after, and the other side, Alameda, then they built one sewer pipe. This is a big one. So big enough the car go through. After they build that pipe, then they stop flood. Otherwise, soon the rain and That's a long time ago too. I still go right around like a kid.
What other changes do you see in Chinatown now? What other changes do you notice about Chinatown?
Changes.
You compare, you know,
to change it?
Not to change it, but what changes have you seen, you know, since pre-World War time, World War II time, and now?
There's the one greatest change since Japan invaded China. We got no fight. No more Chinese fight each other.
No more Chinese fighting each other.
Yeah.
Chinese used to fight each other.
They call it Tong War, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
No more.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one good thing. They think they teach us to listen.
Mm-hmm. What about the shops in Chinatown?
Shop?
Before the war. What kinds of shops? What kinds of stores?
What kind of stores? Same kind of store. They're all same. Some Chinese grocery store and Chinese drug store and all that, see. Yeah.
Do you think any of these stores were affected by the depression? Business?
Before?
Yeah.
I don't know. But they get along just the same during the depression. Yeah. Mm. But anyway, you know, we get sack of rice and some nose can last for quite a while, but not like American folks who want a steak and so forth before they eat. See?
Mm. How about people like yourself and you? What kinds of things did you do for pleasure, for relaxation?
For relaxation?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just...
Did you listen to Chinese music or Da Ma Jiak or...
No, I don't gamble.
Or play baseball?
I like
or?
The American music better than Chinese.
Why?
Because I hear more than the Chinese music.
Because you hear it more often?
Yeah, in the TV.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you play ball at all? Baseball or football or?
Before I was young, I played some. And now, because been cut back off for so long, you forget about it, see?
Did you go to movies very much before the war?
Yeah, I like going to movies too, every day.
Every day?
Because they're cheap before, 10 cents.
When was that?
Yeah. Let's see, I think 1920, something like that. See? Mm-hmm. A movie, cheap. Street car, 5 cents. Yeah, movie, 10 cents. Those movie places all turned down now. Down Main Street, they got cheap movie, 10 cents. But not anymore now.
What did you think of movies in which they hired Chinese, you know, to play the part of Chinese. Did you ever think that the parts were inaccurate, or that they were condescending to Chinese, or
I think they're inaccurate. When they talk about the those movies, they one guy, they call him a Wah Wah Tom. He's a white man. See, he do the hiring and he do all those things. He check, see which is the right, which is the wrong part, to, you know, maybe talk about China, I don't like it. See, he say he's the man, but later on, Chiang Kai-shek, see, they send somebody else to watch it, cause a lot of picture, they don't like it over there. Yeah. I think that guy's died a long time. All those past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But did you ever think that the Chinese in the, you know, in the movies were portrayed as, you know?
Yeah.
They were condescending to Chinese, or they made Chinese appear like, you know, nasty people, or?
I don't know. But they are good movies now. They are good movies. A lot of Chinese movies come in. And they say they got some Chinese movie just by uncertain lately bring it in. Saw all those schools.
Saw all what schools?
All those American schools. What the China school looks like, how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I see a lot of Chinese movie, but it's a fee, they send it over here, they school the school. Doing pretty good. All kind of not skinny, fat. They must be a lot of things to eat. Everybody knew how to move Kung Fu. Yeah.
In the Chinese movies, is this? Or?
Yeah, you know what Kung Fu?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All those students know how Kung Fu.
Hmm. Did you ever do any part-time work in the movies? I understand that a lot of Chinese people,
yeah,
did,
I don't
took
know
extra parts.
Those people, see. You got to know them before they can get you a job or hire them, ask you, see.
But you were in Chinatown, too.
Yeah, in Chinatown, there's so many people, see. Those, you have to join the guild, see, before they get you a job.
How many Chinese people were there in Chinatown before the war, like around the
before
20s
the war?
Or 30s? Yeah.
I don't know, maybe 4,000 or 5,000.
4,000 or 5,000.
No, not that many.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did you belong to any family associations?
Belong to 4 families.
What 4 families?
It count like that. Liu Guan Zheng Jiu.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what kinds of dues did you pay?
The dues?
Yeah.
No, little expense. Not much.
Was it $2 a year?
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh. Did women have to pay dues?
Huh?
Did women have to pay dues in the family
no.
associations?
But anyway, before the war, it's not very many Chinese women in over here. Very few.
Mm-hmm.
See? But not like now. See? Same as even in New Chinatown, before you could hardly find anybody or walk in the street Chinese. Now lots of them, just like in San Francisco. See? They change it. Those Hong Kong girls come over here. In Hong Kong, they get used to, in the morning, going to get tea. See? Same as over here. Those Hong Kong people come over here now. At noontime, you see everybody walk down that El Pan Street, those new apartments, Ulinginsha. Yeah, that's it.
Did you name Cha before the war?
Before the war or after the war?
Before the war.
Yeah, but not so many. Only some in life friend or something before the Gong Gim Cha.
It was a special, Gong Gim Cha was considered a more of a special kind of a thing to do before the war?
No, just to meet the friend and go up there and get a lead and talk. That's it.
How much did it cost to go Gim Cha before the war?
Depend on how much you eat.
Yeah, well.
They count by the plate.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, they count by the plate.
Well, did you associate mostly with Chinese people or with Caucasians?
All Caucasian and Chinese. Everybody associated.
So what did you, would you say that you, your friends were half of them were Chinese and half of them were Caucasian, or 75% were Chinese and
25%? I got a lot of relatives like that. They don't mean anything. See? As long as they're human.
Yeah. Didn't matter to you when...
No.
Did you ever feel embarrassed to be Chinese?
You mean to feel embarrassed to see Chinese or what?
Or to be Chinese?
No.
You know, that you had a...
No, no. Because if God made that way. You can't change to something else. Since I'm poor, I can't be rich.
Did you ever think that there was discrimination against Chinese people as far as like salary or, you know, employment or anything like that?
Yes. But I know that time is kind of race is different. Right. Not right now. See?
No, before the war though, did you think there was
before,
discrimination?
Before the war.
Against Chinese as far as jobs? Salaries?
No, I don't know. But anyway, now they treat much nicer than before. That's all I know of. Yeah.
Many people, many Chinese people had Jiman, you know, before the war. Yeah, Jiman.
No.
Roughly, what percentage?
Huh?
About what percentage of the Chinese people do you think had Jiman? Would you say it was 50% or?
I think about 75%.
75% had Jiman. In your family, did you use Yak Choy?
Huh?
Did you use Yak Choy?
Yak Choy?
Yak Choy.
For
medicine, yeah, as a medicine.
Herb.
Yeah. Did your family use that, you know, for...
I think before, you know, I just talk about myself. Before, when I catch cold, I always use a Chinese herb, but they get over pretty good. But during the war, but no more. I'm getting to use American doctor. Now it's all American doctor. American Yak Choy. You see, I eat four or five different tablets every after meal. Yeah. Before Yak Choy, before the herb.
Did your father take Yak Choy too?
Oh, you mean when he gets sick?
Yes.
I think he...
When he was in the States?
He kind of believed it on American doctors, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you have Yak Choy Bo Tong?
Yeah, pour voir. Oh, those are food, but those are not the herb. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Play me kang, look me kang.
Did you ever miss Canton since you left Canton when you were 12? Did you ever want to go back?
Miss the old folks, but, you know, we get over.
Did you plan to stay in the States, or did you plan just to work and earn money and then eventually go back to China?
I don't know what I planned. Anyway, no matter what you plan, anyway, I'm still here.
But were you saving your money to go back to China? A lot of Chinese people
Well, I want to go back there. Maybe pretty soon I'll be gone. You think it's going to last long time? I'm 82.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon I'll be gone. I almost gone last year. See, I can... Sunday I just kind of saw, just dropped right on the floor. I have to call an emergency. I have to go in the hospital that time. Yeah.
Did you ever go to hospitals before the war? Did you ever have to go to a hospital for anything?
No. Before the war, I never go to hospital.
Did you know of anybody who ever went to hospitals before?
Oh, there are a lot of them in the hospital. Yeah. Before the people were scared, they think soon they go in the hospital and die.
Why did they think that?
I don't know. You gotta ask them. Mm.
So getting back to the family associations, you said that you belong to four family associations. What did you do in these associations?
Nothing, just fun.
What kind of fun?
They hear the singing and music and all that.
How often did they have get-togethers?
Oh, I don't know. They once in a while. How many? 2 times a year. Yeah.
And you enjoyed going to the
No place to go. Mahjong enjoys going and eat, see?
Did they play Mahjong there too?
They play Mahjong every place in Chinatown, see? I bet they seem to find 80% of the story can play Mahjong before.
Before the war?
Yeah. During the war, but now I think not much. Now because we got real business, yeah. Now Chinatown got really good business. No mahjong, unless they in play in the association or the club. Yeah.
Mm. Did you ever go to the family association if you needed their help?
Anyway, they wouldn't help you.
Why?
The end of this tape.